Welcome to today's devotion on life this side of heaven. The Word of God from Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your offspring and hers. He will crush her head, and you will strike his heel. Crushed it. According to the folks at the Free Dictionary, the popular phrase crush it means to succeed at something in a particularly impressive way. And according to the Collins Dictionary, if you crush it, you succeed completely in doing something. But that phrase really takes on a special meaning when you and I take in the full context of what took place on Good Friday. The scope of these events goes back well beyond the triumphal entry into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. It goes all the way back to when sin first entered the world. The perfection of paradise in the garden was soon shattered when our first parents were tempted into casting God aside and putting themselves in his place. As a result, Adam and Eve soon went from knowing and loving God to fearing and fleeing him. However, look at what God did next. In love, he made a remarkable promise. He would rescue them, clean up the mess they had made, and punish the one who had tempted them. Turning to the adversary, he told him, I will put enmity between you and the woman, between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head, and you will strike his heel. Consider for a moment what that means. The same serpent, the devil, which slithered his way into Adam and Eve's hearts and seduced them away from their loving relationship with God, would soon come face to face with the one God would send to destroy him. From Eve's offspring would one day come the Savior of the world. That's exceedingly good news. The fact is that throughout much of this life, it's you and I who are left feeling crushed. When we're tempted and fall into sin, we can't help but recognize that the one we're rebelling against is actually God himself who loves us. We take the good things he has given to us and the people he has placed into our lives and misuse them, wad them up and throw them right back in his face. We sin against God and each other in thought, word, and deed, and it leaves us separated from God, hurting and alienated from each other. Crushed by a guilty conscience, but comforted by God's grace, David sang, The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. It's God who turns this sorrow into repentance and faith and draws us back to himself. But the devil, who accuses you, who keeps you up at night by replaying your sins and failures for you in your head, would soon find himself crushed. There's a video game out there called Crushed It or Crashed It. A video is played of moments in sports which look like things could go either way. A football player is about to receive a spectacular pass, and the video is stopped. Does he catch the ball and run it in for a touchdown, or is he tackled? The swimmer dives off the high board. Does she complete the perfect dive, or does she belly flop onto the water below? Does she crush it or crash it? On Good Friday, Jesus suffered. He was struck, and he suffered the punishment for our sins on the cross. And then when he died, it would appear that he was defeated and any hope of salvation lost. It looked as if everything had come crashing down. But now, play that video. Listen to what came next. All that changed when Jesus rose from the dead. By his resurrection, it's our living and victorious Savior who assures you this day that your sins have been paid for in full. You and I now have forgiveness of sins through faith and life in his name. He has restored to us a place with him in paradise. Yes, Satan struck our Savior's heel on the cross, but it's Jesus who stomped that serpent's head into the dust. That was the plan. That was the promise. Now it means that the devil can no longer successfully accuse you of your sins. Jesus has taken them away. No longer will death separate you from God. Jesus has conquered it and given us eternal life. Here's why it's called Good Friday. Jesus did this in love for you. When Jesus cried out from the cross, "It is finished," he announced to the world that the work of your salvation is complete. Or to use that popular saying, Jesus crushed it. Let us pray. Loving Savior, thank you for conquering sin, death, and the devil for me, and bringing me forgiveness and everlasting life with you. Amen. Thank you for joining us. If you are listening to us by podcast or on Alexa, we invite you to browse the resources that are available on our site at lifethissideofheaven.org. God bless you and have a great day.